From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, Major League Baseball action from last night, the Atlanta Braves improved 4-1 on the season as they beat the Cardinals 4-1. Austin Riley hit his second home run of the season in the win. The Yankees suffered their second loss of the season as they fell to the Phillies 4-1. Yankees are now 3-2 on the year. The Nationals dropped to 1-4 on the season as they lost to the Tampa Bay Rays 10-6, and the Red Sox dropped to 2-3 on the year as they fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-1. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Orioles improved to 3-2 on the year with a 7-2 victory over the Texas Rangers. In the NBA, the Sixers moved a game closer to second place in the Eastern Conference standings as they beat the Boston Celtics 103-101 last night. MVP hopeful Joel Embiid had a monster night with 52 points for the Sixers. The Celtics still lead the Sixers by 2 games for second place in the conference standings with just 3 games left in the regular season. The Hornets lost their 3rd game in a row last night as they fell to the Raptors 120-100. Charlotte has the 2nd worst record in the Eastern Conference and the 4th worst record in the league. In college basketball news, Purdue center Zach Edey was presented with the Wooden Award for the top player in men's college basketball yesterday, while Iowa guard Caitlin Clark won the honor for the top player in women's college basketball. In golf, 5-time Masters champion Tiger Woods is getting ready for his 25th appearance in the tournament and said yesterday he's not sure how much longer he'll play.
Last year was, I didn't know if I was going to play again at that time. For some reason, everything kind of came together. I kind of pushed a little bit and I was able to make the cut, which was nice. Yeah, I don't know how many more I have in me.
That audio from ESPN. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.